Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Good morning, dear listeners. Thank you for tuning into Blog Talk Radio. And this is Daughter of Zion. And my name is Rose Nabia. I'm your presenter for this sermon today. It's a word of encouragement for you today, whoever it may be for. But the Lord wants you to know that you are continually before Him. And no matter whatever you're going through, the Lord is watching to perform His word in your life. Can we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my listeners. I thank you for the ministry. I thank you for the grace upon my life, O God. I thank you for the gift of life, O God. I bless your holy name because you are faithful. You are unfailing, God. You are everlasting and ever loving. Your loving kindness endure in our lives every morning and every day. We have testified, you are Lord. You have been with us all through the month, and we are in the last month of the year. I give you all the glory, for you have promised and you have delivered. Your word has been fulfilled in our lives. I give you glory, and I thank you for the life of my listeners, for those that help, for our supporters and partners. I thank you and I bless you for your mercy and your favor upon this ministry. I pray and commit their lives into your hand as we begin this sermon this morning. A word of encouragement to hold ourselves and keep our faith in you, that they may understand your word. Let your Holy Spirit minister to them wherever they may be, that they will understand, O God, the wisdom of your words. O God, give them the mind of understanding, that they may understand and keep your words and obey your statutes as we share this word together in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I commit my spirit, my body, my mind, my soul into your hand this morning. Have your way in me, and let the words that flow from me be from you alone and not my own wisdom, O God. I lean on you for wisdom and revelation knowledge. I depend on you, Lord, this morning. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my God. Amen. And our sermon today is a word of encouragement taken from Isaiah 49, verses 14, and we are going to read through it. But our main verse is Isaiah. Our main verse is Isaiah 49, verses 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child? And the sermon title is written, "You are continually before the Lord of hosts," because that is the answer the Lord gives as we read through this message this morning. And I want to read Isaiah 49, verses 14 downwards. And shall we read? And I read. Verse 14 reads, "But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. And the Lord answered, can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget you, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your builders hurry. Your destroyers and devastators will depart from you. Lift up your eyes and look around. All of them gather together. They come to you. As I live, declares the Lord, you shall surely put on all of them as jewels and bind them as a bride. For for your waste and desolate places and your destroyed land, surely now you will be too cramped for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you will be far away. The children of whom you were bereaved will yet say in your ears, the place is so cramped for me, make room for me that I may live there. Then you will say in your heart, who has begotten these for me? Since I have been bereaved of my children, and I'm barren, an exile and a wanderer, and who has reared these? Behold, I was left alone. From where did these come? Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations and set up my standard to the peoples, and they will bring your sons in their bosom, and your daughters will carry on their shoulders, will be carried on their shoulders. Kings will be your guidance, and their princes, your nurses. They will bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick the dust of your feet. Hallelujah. And you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame. Can the prey be taken from the mighty man, or the captive of tyrant be rescued? Surely, thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty man will be taken away, and the prey of the tyrant will be rescued. For I will contend with the one who contends with you. Hallelujah. And I will save your sons. I will feed your oppressors with their own flesh, and they will become drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. This morning, the Lord have a word to encourage you to stand firm, for he will deliver you. He is your help. He knows you are in need. He knows you are going through it. But he is going to anoint you because of what you have been through or because of whatever situation you are in. The Lord have a word for you. As Zion said, he said, the daughter of Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me and the Lord has forgotten me. And the Lord wants you to know. It's a rest assurance here on Isaiah 49 verses 15 and 16 that says, and where we got our sermon title from, says that, can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, can a woman do this as written in a word? Even if a woman, some women can do that, because we hear women who abandon their children all the time. Even if they can do that, the Lord of hosts, the Holy One, the Mighty One, will not forsake his own. And his word says that, behold, you are inscribed in my hand. You are inscribed in the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. You are continually before the Lord. I give this message to you, and I especially dedicate it to women and every child that is being abused through this season, every child who is not having the opportunity to witness. The Lord of hosts says he will not forget, he hasn't forgotten you. He will be with you. He is the Lord your God, and he will always be with you. He has promised, and will he not deliver? Can a woman forget her son? The Lord has not forsaken you. The Lord has not forgotten you. Whatever you are going through is just for a moment. But the glory that is yet to come is greater than what you can imagine. He will walk you through the darkness and he will put you in a light. He says kings will bow to you and their princes will be your nurses. He will make your enemies feed on their own blood. Them that oppress you will feed on their own blood. And they will eat their own flesh because of your sake. Because the Lord is about to rise on your behalf. He's going to cause your enemies to bow. You ask yourself, how did this come to me? I, the one who was barren. I, the one who was I was afflicted. But the Lord has brought me victory. The Lord has put a laughter in my mouth. That will be the words you are about to say. You'll be saying that. And I declare these words unto your life today, that let these words from Isaiah 49, verse 14 to 22 be your portion today. May this be your portion. May this be your heritage. It is your heritage to possess. It is your heritage to possess. Every word from Isaiah 49, 14 to 26, actually, it's your heritage. May the Lord fight for you. May the Lord lead you. in every trial, every temptation, every situation, every abandonment, every hurt, every pain, the Lord has not forsaken you. Can a woman, a nursing woman, forsake her child, abandon her child whom she bore, her nursing baby? No. And even if they do, the Lord of hosts says, I will not forsake you. The Lord will restore you back all your possessions. All that was wrongfully taken from you will come back to you. This is a word from God to you to assure you that the Lord of hosts never lies. Has he said something and will not do? He is a good God. He is faithful, ever abiding in you. He will deliver his promise. I believe in the Lord, and I trust that you also believe in the Lord with the same heart, with the same mind, and you will see him. Those who seek the Lord will find him. Say, those who seek me will find me. Those who trust me, I will be with them. It is all about trust and faith. He will deliver you. He will deliver you from every captivity, every ensnares of the devil, every traps of the enemy, every shame and disgrace will be wiped away. You'll be filled with joy. The oil of God I plead over your life. I declare upon your life that wherever you are, no matter the pain, the hurt, you may be a woman or whatever situation, a child going through a trauma because of past life, may the Lord heal you. May the love of Christ enter your heart and cause you to be healed. Gradually you'll be healed. May the Lord be the light, your guiding light. May the Lord direct your path into his words, that his words will help you to heal. It's a word today for you that the Lord will restore Zion. The Lord will restore his daughters. Any woman who has been tortured or tormented, I dedicate this to you because I'm thanking God for daughter of Zion, which is our call is for women. And so I especially wanted to pray for women today. So if you are listening and you are a man, please don't get worried. But the Lord says I should pray for my women. So I'm praying for you today that may the Lord grant you grace, grace beyond glory. May the Lord cause you to heal. The Lord has not forsaken you. For your waste and your desolate places, destroyed land, surely you will be too... The Lord will restore them to you. The Lord will restore them to you. He will make your enemies bow to you. The Lord is going to heal you. Do not look back. Do not look on your left or your right. The Lord is watching to perform his word. Has he said something and will he not do it? That is what he is asking. He is with you. He has good plans for you. He has plans for you, a plan to prosper you, a plan to take you to expected end, a plan to put you back where you belong. That is the words of the Lord for you today from Daughter of Zion World Ministry, that may the hand of the Lord hold you. The Lord who never slumber nor sleep, may he rise on your behalf. May the Lord rise on your behalf that your enemies will be scattered. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you today that every pain, every hurt, every part of you that hurts, that you can't forgive, may God touch that part that you may be able to let go so that you can move on. May be able to let go and let God in so that you can heal completely. May the Lord help you and bless you today as we are sharing this word from Isaiah. He says, you are continually before the Lord of hosts. Your walls are continually before him. He is watching over you. He has not forsaken you. He is watching you. He has not. He will not. He is a faithful God. He is the I am that I am, a most true God, everlasting King, a God who never fails. Who can be compared to our God? His yes is yes. His word is yes and amen. He never lies. He never lies. And those who trust on him will be like Mount Zion. You will be firmly planted upon the rock. You will be planted on the ground that when the storms come, you will never be removed. The Lord will restore all that the canker worm has eaten. He will restore all that lost hope. Your situation may be hopeless, but the Lord says, have hope in him. Just look upon him. Look above and do not look at what is happening. Do not look at the threat of your enemy. Do not look at how big the situation is, but look at how big your God is. How big your God is. How big this God, our faithful God, the one who picks the rejected and fix, the one who gives grace to the needy, the one who gives food to the orphans, the one who feeds and comforts widows, the one who gives, the one who loves beyond man's understanding, The one who judges right, he is not a man that will show partiality. The one who does not look at riches or poverty, he judges because he is a faithful and a righteous God. He is a holy God. He is a just God, majestic. His words are justified. He's been tested and tried. The one who is bigger than that situation, that should be your focus today. So anyone listening to me from North of Zion on Blog Talk Radio, I want to encourage you today that the Lord will favor you. He has promised and he will surely deliver. He will favor you. He will let your name be recognized. May your name be recognized. May everywhere, everything you are looking for, may favor fall on your name. May you be among the few. May you be chosen among the few. May favor locate you wherever you are. May the Lord shine his face on you wherever you are. May you be chosen. May you be a breaking news to your generation. May you impact your family and your life and the generations ahead before you. May the life you live be because of the Lord of hosts and not because of your own understanding. Because if you lean your understanding on God, you prosper. But if you depend on your own human understanding, it will not last. It does not last with your own understanding. But if you know and give up and surrender to this Jesus, who bore our burdens on the cross, then you will go through it, but you will overcome. You shall overcome. You will surely overcome because the Lord of hosts is with you. You are continually before him. You are inscribed in the palms of the Lord. How? You are precious to be inscribed in the palms of the Holy God, the mighty God. By his hand, he shattered the enemies of the Israelites. He shattered the Egyptians. There was water flowing. He parted the water and made it a dry land. And the same place, he made the water swallow the Egyptians, divided the water, make one part dry and make people pass. That is the God you should look up. He is bigger than your situation. He is bigger than the world. He is bigger than any word that can be written for his description. He is an undescribable God. That is what I want you to look at this morning. With him, you can do all things. You can do all things in him, because that is what is written in Philippians 4:10. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you focus on this Jesus, if you focus on this Lord, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one, the one who is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Lord, no one begot him. No one come after him. No one be able shall. He is the Lord of hosts, and that is what I'm entreating you to. Because he says he wants to tell you that he has not forsaken you, he has not abandoned you, he is with you to deliver you. His word is true and he will fulfill it. He's watching his word and he will perform it. You are the righteous of God and your expectation will never be cut off. That is what the Lord has for you this morning, that be encouraging the Lord. Is it something you are looking for, financial breakthrough, healing? Trust the Lord for the healing. He is the Lord that heals. He is the Lord that heals. The Lord that heals. Jehovah Rapha. He heals. By his stripes we are healed. He is the Lord. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I sent my son to heal your disease. Yes, so he is the Lord that heals. If you trust him, every situation that is sick will be healed. Every situation that is sick will be healed. The Lord has inscribed you in his palms, and he will never leave or forsake you. He who never sleep or slumber will never forsake you. He will uphold your right hand. He upholds your hand. He will lead you before your enemies. He will set a higher table before you. In the presence of your enemies will you rejoice. He will guide you and he will protect you. Trust in the Lord and your ways will prosper. Trust in the Lord and you will never be discouraged. Trust in the Lord and you will go to places that as long as your God lives, you will be favored. You will be favored. Where people have used 10 days or 1 year to go, you will go just by the grace of God in seconds. You will walk there. You will walk there. You will walk there. You will be favored. You can, every door will be open for you because your trust is on a God that is bigger than this world, on a God that is mighty and holy, on a God that is bigger, that is undescribable. If you trust in this God and have him in your heart, there is no place you cannot enter. There is no door you cannot open. You hold the key. You hold the key because the Lord abides in you. If you trust him, he will abide in you, and his power will manifest by your authority. You will have authority in him. You will do all things because he has given you the authority to open every door. When you speak, it will happen. When you pray, it will be healed. When you touch, people will be healed. That is the Lord you should trust. You will recover. You will redeem you. He has redeemed you already with the blood of Jesus and the grace. It is up to you today, but I encourage that you take him. I encourage you that you take him. He has given you. He said, "There is life and death. There is darkness and light. But I pray thee that you choose life. You choose God, that ye may live. And I pray to you today that you trust in God, that you may be prosperous, you may be healed, you may be comforted, and you may find the grace and live to the end of the glory that we are all waiting upon, that we may all rejoice in the day of Christ for the second coming, that we may all sit in one kingdom in help and behave with the kingdom, the Christ Jesus, who is yet to come again and take mankind to himself. We may all witness the glory that has been given to Christ, that he wants to share with us. Trust in the Lord, obey his commandment, live by his word, and do not serve him with your lips. Be honest to the Lord, for he has promised to deliver you. The word of God is true. There are so many things he says and he asks you to do. He says, if you worship me, I will bless you. If my people that are called by my name should worship me and obey me and do not serve other gods, then I, the Lord, I will hear their prayer from heaven and I will heal the land. So it's a condition. He said, if you worship me, you cannot worship other gods and think of God's blessing. No. He will leave you. I mean, that cannot work. He says, you cannot have any other God besides me. I am the Lord. Yes. You cannot worship other gods and still think you have the God's blessing. He will not do that. You either choose light or you choose darkness. You cannot be lukewarm. So this day, I encourage you to trust the Lord and your ways will prosper. And the word that is coming from Isaiah 49, verse 14 downwards, will be your possession. If you do this, he said, if you do this, if you serve me, then I'll do this. If you do that, then I'll do this. You cannot go contrary to the commandment of God and still expect to have the promises of God. So it's a condition. You have to do what he says. Be obedient to the word of God. Be obedient to the voice of God. Be obedient and do what he says, and he will bless you. Yes. There is no one. When the disciples were following Jesus, they said, he was giving them the wisdom and telling them it is impossible for the Pharisees to get into the prostitutes and the robbers who enter the kingdom of heaven, but you, these priests or Pharisees, cannot go. He was giving a parable concerning prostitute being redeemed, and they would rather go to heaven first before the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And the parable became difficult to the understanding of the disciples. So they asked that, so Master, we have left our house to follow you. So how can we then go to heaven? It looks like it's impossible for everyone, for us to even go to heaven. And he said, there is no one who has left his house, who has left his mother or father to follow me, God, Shadabosi, that will lose the kingdom of heaven. So I tell you today, I brought it up because your possession is that if you follow the commandment of God, you will see heaven. You will see heaven here on earth and heaven in heaven when the heaven comes down on earth, or when we are taken up, when the old earth gets away and the new earth comes, we will all dwell in the glory of the Lord. There is no one who obeys the commandment of God, who trusts in the Lord, who abides in the Lord, who allow Christ to dwell in him, who will fail. It is impossible. There is no one who gives their life to Christ and just offer themselves away for the use and the purpose of Christ truly and honestly that will fail. I have never seen it. My life is a testimony, and I will fight and I will say everything to you that just try it. Try this Jesus. Try this God. He will never fail you. People are preaching, the Lord will bless you, the Lord will bless you, without telling people that you cannot go and sin, you cannot have another God before God and get the blessing. No, The blessing comes with you obeying the word of God. The blessing comes with, when you look at Joshua 1:8, he told him to study the word so that he may prosper. Joshua 1:7 also said that if he takes the word to his heart, then he will prosper. Then it will lead him, and all his ways will be prosperous. I am not getting it right now, but I believe you can look at it. Joshua 1:7-8. That's the word. It's something that we have to do. We have to give and let it, so that heaven will release the blessing. You are a blessed of God. The words they were to encourage you, but whatever is inside you that you think that will block your blessing, that will block these promises from coming to you, I encourage you to give it up. I encourage you to look above alone. I encourage you not to be deceived by deceptive preachers, but look at the word. Get the word-based church. Get a Bible and read. The Lord will help you. Because as you start to get close to the Bible, the Holy Spirit will know that somebody is looking for God. He will come to you and give you understanding of the word. He will help you to go through it. He will teach you. He's a teacher given to us on earth. He will help you. And that is what I believe, that the word of God is for doing. You have to do it to get your blessing. That is what I have to say today. The words came from Isaiah 49, verse 14. May the Lord grant you the grace to repent of your heart so that you may receive these blessings and encouragement. That came from Isaiah 49, 14 to 26. The Lord will uphold your hand. The Lord will bless you. He has promised he will never leave you. You are inscribed in the hands of the Lord. You are the chosen of the Lord. Obey the Lord and you will prosper. Obey the Lord and you will always be possess your possession. Obey the words of the Lord. Do them and all that he has promised will come to you. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and other gods. He is the one true God. He is the only God that if you trust him, you will be blessed. If you trust him, all the promises will come to you. That is what I have to say in attachment to this word that came, that you are inscribed, continually inscribed in the hands of the Lord. That is the word of God to you today from Daughter of Zion. I pray for you. And may the Lord visit you. May the Lord bless you. I was able to get to Joshua, and I want to read it. Joshua 1, verses 7 and 8. And as verse 7 says, only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. That is Joshua verse 7. He says, do not turn from the word that my servant Moses commanded you. That is the commandment of God, being obedient to the word of God. Do not live in your own understanding. Do not try to shortcut the word of God and think that, oh, all the promises of God, you are receiving it. There are things that people are doing that is blocking their own blessings. The promises are there, but you, your lifestyle, your life, or whatever you are doing, or you may be serving something. Something is an idol upon your life, but you don't know that thing is an idol. And it's blocking your blessing. The blessings are there. You ask God, why me? Why me? Why am I not blessed? Why am I going to church every day? Because the word of God is so principled. The Lord we serve is a wise God. He's a principled God. He says, do not, if you obey the commandment which my servant Moses commanded you, and you do not turn from it, do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This is the word. And I'm reading verse 8. And this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Hallelujah. So I added Joshua 1:7 and 8, so you can read and dwell on it, meditate on it, and receive. Allow your life, allow your soul, allow your spirit to receive the words that came from Isaiah 49:14 to 26. Those words are for you. but read Joshua 1:7-8 so that you combine it. You will start to do the things of God. You will start to obey Him. You will know that this promise for you, it's for you for to take. You are the blessed of God. You are the chosen of God. He knew you before birth. He wants you to do and obey His commandment. He said, if you obey my commandment and do not turn from it to the left or to the right, if you will be careful to do the words that I have written in it, hallelujah, then your ways will be prosperous. Then every word that is written for blessing, the blessings are so many in the book of life. I can do it every day and I'll promise, I'll just say, the Lord say He's going to bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. No, but there is a condition. There is something you have to do for heaven to also give way. The earth has to proclaim something for heaven to open the gate of blessing. It is a condition. And the condition this morning is coming from Joshua 1:7-8. If you do this, then Isaiah 49:14-26, the Lord will fight your battle for you. May the Lord give you understanding. May the Lord bless your ways. May the Lord take you out and bring you home every day. May the Lord open your eyes to see Him. May the Lord touch you so that the things that make you weak in serving Him, He will strengthen you. His strength will be perfect in your weakness. May the Lord grant you a grace to break every chain of captivity around you. May the Lord touch you and give you the grace of strength, wisdom, a grace of self-control, a grace to help you in your weakness. The Lord shall help you in your weakness. Only ask for the grace. Ask Him that, Lord, I am weak in this place. Lord, I am weak in this portion. Lord, I am weak here. Help me. He will help you. The Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit will dwell in you. He will help you. He will teach you what to do. He will make you far from things. He will take you away from the people who make you go wayward with God. He will direct your path for you. So the word came to encourage you and also to let you know that without you doing something on earth, heaven cannot open that blessing. You have to proclaim something. You have to give out your soul. Give out your soul to heaven. And heaven will bring the glory unto you. And the glory is all about blessing. There's joy, there's peace, there's goodness, there's faith, there's everything, healing. In fact, there's everything in it. You will never be sick. You will never be You will never fail. It's impossible for the blessing of the Lord to fail. The blessing of the Lord are made perfect. They are perfected. If you get the blessing of the Lord, you will not fail. It will not add no sorrow to you. That is the word of God also. So I encourage you this morning. And this has been Rose Nabia. And I pray for you. I love you. And I love you with the love of God. May the Lord teach you more and take you in depth of Isaiah 49:14-26. And Joshua 1:7-8. May the Lord open your eyes to see His word. May the Lord bless you this morning, now and forever. May the month, the rest of the month, be gracious unto you. May everything you have yearned and waited upon come, be granted unto you as you listen to me on Daughter of Zion on Block Talk Radio this day. May the Lord grant you the favor. May the Lord grant you every contract, everything you are in need of. May the Lord grant it to you because you are the blessed of the Lord. Only obey the Lord and He will grant you every grace. He will grant you more. He's blessing you, but He will bless you more if you obey His word. If you will not let the book depart from you, if you only obey His word. That's the word of God from my heart to you. The Lord is with you. May the Lord be with you always. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Blessings. Shalom. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
They wash my sins away.
If you want to follow us, we can be found on Google. You can Google us on our name is DZWM Foundation, and you can check our media. Blog Talk Radio is linked. We have worldtv.com/RNVisionTV, RNVisionTV. You can Google anything, and it will come up. It will show you all our links, our blogs, our website, and our media. Our website is www.dzwm.org. We are a faith-based nonprofit. We are an online church, and we work in the outside to bless people physically as a nonprofit. And so that is what we are for. And we have our numbers on our website, our email. You can email us if you have any questions. Our email is contact@dzwm.org. And my name is Ruth Nabia. I am the founder of this ministry and organization. If you have any question, you can email us or call our 800 number or our office number, which is a 202 number. May the Lord be with you and the grace of the Lord abound in your life and your house. Amen.
Me popping wobble You're so worshiping with the